Good morning, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. With defence spending set to rise to 2% of GNI by 2030, Luxembourg is debating whether even this increase will be sufficient, while also exploring investments in military equipment and drone production. A final decision on Luxembourg's stance is expected before the NATO summit at the end of June. In this context, RTL Television held a roundtable discussion yesterday evening with guests including Finance Minister Gilles Roth and former Defence Minister François Bauche. Roth told viewers that Europe must take its own defence into its own hands. He also highlighted Luxembourg's position in satellite technology, which would both benefit European defence and Luxembourg's economy. The Minister of Finance is confident that the necessary money for defence could be raised partly through debt, but also partly through the European Investment Bank and the private sector. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez on Wednesday visited Luxembourg for high-level meetings, including an audience with Grand Duke Henri at the Grand Ducal Palace and a talk with his Luxembourg counterpart, Prime Minister Luc Frieden. According to the press release, bilateral relations as well as European and international news were at the heart of the discussions. In other news, US officials are on their way to Russia to discuss a potential 30-day ceasefire in the conflict with Ukraine. As the Trump administration tries to build on Tuesday's agreement with Kyiv, there's been no official response from the Kremlin. At a meeting in Paris of Europe's five main military powers, the UK Defence Secretary John Healey urged President Putin to accept the ceasefire proposal. Coalition negotiations begin today in Berlin. Around 250 politicians from the Conservative CDU-CSU bloc and the Social Democratic Party will meet in working groups with the aim of creating a coalition government by Easter. Germany's likely next leader, Friedrich Merz, is set to defend his plans to massively ramp up defence and infrastructure spending in Parliament today, as lawmakers begin debating the proposals. Vowing to do whatever it takes, Merz has proposed exempting defence spending from the country's strict debt rules and setting up a €500 billion fund for infrastructure investments. And Pope Francis marks 12 years as Pope today, while he's still recovering from pneumonia in hospital. According to the Vatican, he could be discharged in the coming days, but the 88-year-old Pope has still not been seen in public since his admission. For more on these stories and for the latest updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with the Football Champions League, Real Madrid edged past Atletico Madrid in a dramatic penalty shootout last night to reach the Champions League quarter-finals, where Arsenal, Aston Villa and Borussia Dortmund also secured their spots. Real won 4-2 on penalties, Aston Villa beat Club Brugge 3-0 and Borussia Dortmund fought back to beat Lille 2-1. Formula One returns to action this weekend with the season-opening Australian Grand Prix. It promises to be another action-packed 24-round campaign in 2025, with Red Bull's Max Verstappen pushing to retain his latest driver's title and McLaren defending their first team's crown since the late 1990s. That's not to mention competition from the likes of Mercedes and Ferrari, who are both eager to get back to title-winning ways, with seven-time world champion Lewis Hamilton bolstering Ferrari.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
After days of sunshine and mild temperatures, Luxembourg is set for a shift in weather as rain and snow are forecast for today. It's a cloudy day with light rainfall expected throughout the day, especially in the south of the country. The French border regions are under a snow ice alert from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Any snowfall will not settle as temperatures are in plus, starting at around 1 to 2 degrees this morning and rising to 6 degrees in the afternoon.